beginning, as we learn to pray, is simply being with God. Choosing to believe. That word believe in English is beautiful. It's made up of two words, be, of course, and L-I-E-V-E is an ancient English form of the word love. Believe means to be in love, to put myself in love, in God's love, surrounding me, and just being there, simply. As we get to know those we love, our relationships tend to become more simple. We don't have to continually go over the same ground. So it is with Jesus. We find ourselves with him, sharing his communion with God. This can happen when we pause during our spiritual reading, or when a particular phrase touches our heart during our vocal or liturgical prayer. Teresa recommends a very simple form of prayer. She writes, collect your faculties, she's talking about memory and imagination and mind and will, collect your faculties together and enter within yourself to be with your God. And she continues, I'm not asking you now that you think about him or that you draw out a lot of concepts or make long and subtle reflections with your intellect. I'm not asking you to do anything more than look at him. Who can keep you from turning the eyes of your soul towards the Lord? In the measure you desire him, you will find him. He never takes his eyes off you. In her spiritual autobiography, her life, she writes, it's good to reflect for a time, but we must sometimes remain by his side with our minds hushed in silence. If we can, we should occupy ourselves in looking upon him who is looking at us. Keep him company, she writes. Talk with him. Pray to him. Humble yourselves before him. Delight in him. And in the way of perfection, she writes, there's nothing to hinder you and your spouse from remaining alone together. When you desire to enter within yourself, to shut the door behind you and to dwell in that paradise with your God. This is something you can do if you resolve to do it. And she continues, do you think the Lord is silent? Even though we do not hear him, he speaks to the heart when we beseech him from the heart. It may not be at all easy to recollect oneself in this way, and it will require discipline and persistence. However, it's important to remember that recollection cannot be forced. Teresa says, it must come gently. As soon as we find ourselves alone, we should seek Jesus and converse with him. Teresa suggests that an image of Jesus might help. She writes in The Way of Perfection, You will find it very helpful if you can get an image or a picture of the Lord, one that you like, not to wear around your neck and never look at, but to use regularly whenever you talk to him. He'll tell you what to say. This recollection, simply being with Jesus, with God, it can extend over the entire day, helped by little reminders, by reflective spiritual reading, by vocal prayers, by participating in the liturgy, and by meditating. Later, in a later presentation, we'll be speaking of another and a more mysterious kind of stillness. Here we're speaking of the kind of stillness that we can bring about by an effort of our will. It's a matter of remembering that God is in the depths, and of deciding to gather our faculties and focus within. But a warning is needed. Because this kind of stillness is partly a matter of technique, we must beware of laziness here, and of thinking that the peace and stillness that we manage to achieve is necessarily communion with God. To be prayer, it's essential that the centered and stilled soul be alert and attentive to God. In her interior castle, she writes, "If you would progress a long way on this road and ascend to the mansions of your desire, the important thing is not to think much, but to love much." A sixth help to beginning a discipline of prayer is the practice of reviewing one's day. St. Ignatius of Loyola is a good guide for those of us who are beginning to make a commitment to the above practices, which provide spaces conducive to prayer. Ignatius insists on the importance of reviewing one's day. He recommends that once or twice a day we set aside a short period to reflect on our life, with a view to noticing where God has been moving us and how we have been responding to this movement. God is constantly speaking God's word to us and constantly inspiring us through his Spirit. How attentive have I been, or how inattentive to this? These few minutes of reflection, scheduled into our often busy and potentially very distracted lives, offers the opportunity to note and relish moments of communion which, because they were so fleeting, would otherwise leave no trace. It also provides the opportunity to note and express our sorrow for the times when we were inattentive. It's only perhaps upon reflection that we notice the gentle movements of grace, inviting us into communion with the indwelling God. Movements which were there, but which were unnoticed at the time. The practice of this form of prayer makes us more sensitive to the action of God in our lives, and we get to know God more intimately. We also become more sensitive to our habitual ways of responding to God, both positive and negative. We get to know ourselves better, always in the atmosphere of trusting prayer. You might find the following 5 steps helpful in structuring these moments of reflection. Firstly, whatever you're feeling and whatever is happening to you, place yourself trustingly in God's presence and search your memory for something, for anything, however apparently insignificant, for which you can feel grateful. This will sometimes be difficult, but there'll always be something. Find it, focus upon it, savour the moment and express your thanks to God. Can you say, whatever you may do, I thank you? Open your heart to receive the giver of all gifts. That's the first step in this reflection. Gratitude. Second, pray to God to be able to see your day in the light of faith. Ask Jesus to look into your eyes and show you what he sees. Ask his Spirit to reveal your heart to you, remembering the words of Jesus, "Blessed are the pure in heart, they will see God." They'll also see themselves as God sees them. So that's the second step. The third step. Now, with Jesus, look back over the day at the places you've been, the activity you've been involved in, the people whom you've encountered. Open your heart to God's presence and God's action in your life. Our attention is on God, on wanting to see what God is revealing, on what God wants to show me. This is not a time for remembering what happened as though we were an outside observer. It's important to remember from the inside. Pray to recall the feelings, the movements of heart, or the lack of them. We're not simply remembering, we're asking the Spirit of Jesus to shine gently in our hearts and to reveal how God was present in the moments of our day. Even when the surface of our lives is being whipped up by storms, there's an undercurrent drawing us into communion with God and guiding us along the right path. You will recall moments when what St. Paul calls the fruits of the Spirit will be apparent. You'll recall moments of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trustfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fruits that Paul speaks about in Galatians 5:22. These are moments when you were in communion with God and were responding to God's love. Thank God for them. You'll also recall moments when the fruits of the Spirit were absent. You may also recall moments when you rejected grace, when you sinned, when you followed a habitual line of self-gratification, neglecting the deep longings of your heart. These are moments when you are not in communion with God. Express your sorrow, open your heart to God's healing and forgiving mercy. And the fourth step, take what you've learned into prayer. Sometimes we become aware of something quite significant, either positive or negative. If so, delay over it, savoring either your gratitude or your sorrow. And the fifth and final step is, pray to be more alert to the grace that God is certainly offering you, to continue listening attentively and to take steps to avoid the inattentive or sinful behavior that you've observed as you looked over your day. Finish the prayer with an act of longing and love, looking forward with expectation to the wonderful ways that God will be loving you in the time before the next reflection. So in this presentation, I've tried to cover, however briefly, various practices that we can all choose to do if we want to, as we enter into the beginning to be disciplined in our commitment to prayer.